said, I've never told a single soul that, not ever in my entire life. She says, well, it's okay, but why haven't you told someone? And I said, well, why? Who would I tell? She goes, you never told your mother? No. Never told your father, your brothers, sisters? I don't have any sisters. I said, no. I have never told not one person. The only person that knows is me and God and this other person. She says, well, I think it's time that you tell. And I'm like, no way. No way. There's no way I can do that. She says, well, do you feel guilty? And tears began to pour down my face even more. And I said, yeah, I do. Why do you feel guilty? Because it was my fault. How was it your fault? So we went through this whole thing. And she says, let me ask you a question. You have a granddaughter, right? I said, yes, I do. She says, if that were your granddaughter and this had happened to her, would you think she was guilty? Well, of course not. Well, if this were your daughter and she came to you and told you this happened to her, would you think she was guilty? Of course not. She says, then why do you think that you're guilty? And I said, just because I am. Because it was my fault. Because I was weak. And she said, no, you're wrong. Well, needless to say, I left that day and I just broke down. I went to my car and I fell apart. And I didn't know what to do with it. Because now somebody got past my wall. And it scared me, and it scared me pretty bad. And I went home, and I was like, God, that, how did that happen? I mean, this is something I've protected for so long. How did my guard get down? It's impossible. How did this happen? And I was angry at myself because I've held it on for so long. And I began to pray to God, and God said, you got to tell. You got to tell. It's time. You got to heal. So boy, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do with it. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I went back to the counselor one more time and I went, no, this hurts too bad. I don't want to go to her anymore. This hurts too bad. I can't do it. I can't deal with this pain. So I finally came to the terms that I needed to tell somebody. And so I began my little journey to tell my story. I'm here tonight to take all this bondage, all this pain, and all these shackles that have been on me all these years. And you remember the grave that I told you that the enemy has dug for me because he planned to take me out? He dug it for me many years ago, probably before I was born, but probably at least but the time I was in her womb, maybe by then, because he knew I was in existence. And he dug that grave. And I'm here tonight to say to you that I want every bit of that gone. And I'm taking every bit of that, and I am throwing it in that grave. Because the enemy doesn't have anything on me anymore. And I am going to survive it, and I'm going to be totally, 100% healed. And tonight when Roger was singing that la 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 whatever it was he was singing, I was over there and I was dancing on the grave. I was dancing on top of the grave because that grave has every bit of that baggage in that grave, and God has delivered me from this. And it's taken 45 years to do it. And I'm here for another reason. I'm doing that because I got to be free of it. And I know God's got more for me. And he's going to give me those wings. And I'm flying to the top of that mountain. And I'm on the top of that mountain right now. And I'm going to go to another one and another one and another one. Because I don't have anything holding me back now. And God's going to get me there.